The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts Sunday morning, 9 to 10, WBT, 1110, or 99.3. We never say that, but that's where we
are. It is 99.3. That's how I listen to it.
99.3.
Because on the west side, out by the river down in the holla,
You never
really picked up the AM too well when you were trying to hear J.R. Reed do a turnaround with his big bottom.
You got to adjust those antennas, man. You got to adjust it.
Antennas?
Oh, yeah.
With the...
Got it.
My wife was getting her hair did earlier, and she sent me a picture. She had aluminum foil on her hair.
No.
I guess she's going to be she's getting AM stations.
I'm getting my hair did in about 2 hours. I'm going to have to use some hedge trimmers. I got to give a shout out to Kyle, the girl that cuts my hair. She's also a client of Roby. Her heater went out.
Who is this?
Kyle that cuts my hair. So she calls, like, what do I do?
Kyle.
Kyle. So she. Yeah, she had a baby recently.
Her name is Kyle?
Kyle.
That is a cool lady's name.
Yep. And so I've been putting off getting my hair done, Trent. It's looking bad. But
you were holding out.
I was holding out. So she's back, and her air conditioner heater went out. So we got to take care of her.
Share business.
That's it.
Is that a plug for Roby, excuse me, heating and cooling?
Let's do
Roby
it.
Services?
Roby Services. That's Roby Services.
Roby Services. 704-334-6447.
www.robyservicesnow.com.
Yeah, nobody does phone numbers.
No,
anymore.
Man.
Come on.
That's like doing the www. You can't do that. That's not cool.
Yeah, Alan Jackson did it pretty well.
He did. Alan Jackson's awesome.
I mean, I started doing it, and everybody told me I was stale.
Do you listen to any of Alan Jackson's Christmas music?
I listen to 104.7 religiously. Bob and Sherry's back in my life. It's just odd. It's just odd that I'm now listening to Bob and Sherry every morning.
Moving along
with my kids. I'm like, y'all know they were popular when I was a kid.
I know them.
Yeah, exactly.
I see them.
My kids say they told me last night I talk a lot about when I was a kid. Cuz I talk about how crazy political agendas are and social agendas and stuff in their school, and how I think that's sad, it's ridiculous, and stuff that we never ever even thought about or broached ever when we were kids, and we were just all innocent kids, and that's how, God bless, how the youth should be today. So,
well, speaking of that, you know, we were always at home for Thanksgiving, and my mom is notorious. My brother said we need to start like a Saturday Night Live skit, because like every time we're trying to leave, every time we're there, she'll just come out with a box of stuff. And so this time it was
your childhood stuff.
Childhood stuff. It was every like art folder I had from kindergarten to fifth grade. I'm like, what in the world? And you're right. I mean, it was like, and I found a Reagan sticker, like back when Reagan was around, and then I found a George Bush. But I don't remember any of the political
stuff.
We never talked about it.
My kids are in middle school and elementary school.
Yeah.
And I tell my middle schoolers, I'm like, well, I had no clue what politics were in middle school. And my teachers never broached the subject. And they broach it now. It's crazy. But anyway, that's my rant. So last night, so Monday, this is Tuesday. So yesterday, we're taking the kids to school. Reagan tells me, hey, Rowan ain't going to basketball practice. She's playing middle school basketball. So I pick her up generally in the afternoon. She says, you're not picking her up today because we're doing gingerbread houses and decorating a Christmas tree. We got a Christmas tree this weekend. And they don't know it's a surprise. So Reagan elfed the house up yesterday. He says, this is really cool. And they did gingerbread houses. It's an event. So on the way to school, Rowan's like, so what? You got a meeting, you can't pick me up from basketball? And I'm like, well, baby didn't brief me on all this. I'm like,
my phone's ringing.
Yeah,
hold on, I'm going to get
this.
She's
like, well, it must be an important meeting. I'm like, yeah, it is very important. It's about a big project. And she said, well, with who? I'm like, I'm not a good liar at all. Zero. I'm 0 for life on lying, okay? And I'm like, big architect, baby. And she's like, well, who's architect? I'm like, big one, his new architect.
His name is John Smith.
So she rode the bus home. Reagan told the basketball coach she wasn't going to be there. They all rode the bus home. I get home about 10 minutes afterwards. I mean, they're already in their pajamas. This is like 5 o'clock. They're already in their pajamas. Handing me my new pajamas that I need to put on. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I got my cowboy boots on. I'm like, whoa, whoa. Daddy's comfortable. Let Daddy just chill.
You can hit a onesie pajama pants.
I did
it.
I did about 7, okay? I got in about 7. I kept my I clicked around the house a little bit.
I gotcha.
But, man, she gave me a hard time last night and a hard time this morning. They're using this word, procrastinate or something, because saying, quote, lying is a bad word. So they're using the scientific word for lying. And all this morning she's like, are you procrastinating me again? I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Calm down, little Miss Mama. Stop it.
We need to look up that word and go back. We need to revisit that.
Provocate or something. It's provocate or something. We'll look it up. On the last segment, we'll come back with that.
Oh, man.
Well, we have Katie Miller. She's one of Reagan's dear friends, a good customer of Angie Roby. We'll get into all of that. Lives in Belmont. Great lady. Fun to talk to and full of fire and vinegar. Woo! Katie Miller when we return. Helen from Belmont, entrepreneur, physical therapy.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. Trent, you bring me some lunch, man?
Man, I didn't pull this out during the first segment.
You did
it.
You did it. It smells good.
I mean, we're not supposed to be having so much fun.
I know, but we do.
On a Tuesday recording. The fun's on Fridays.
Friday fun day? I think it's Sunday fun day is how that's supposed to go, but I wouldn't know. We always have fun on Sundays here on At Home with Roby.
Friday fun day, Sunday fun day.
Every day's a fun day, Trent.
Hey, Katie Miller, how are you doing?
I am great. How are you?
Good. I am wonderful. Patrick, what you got?
Is this Katie Miller from Custom Physical Therapy and Fitness? The Katie Miller.
This is her. Hailing currently from Belmont.
Belmont. I love it. Katie, welcome.
Thank you.
And we mentioned this in the first segment. God, thank you. We're very grateful.
Yeah.
You are an Andrew Roby client.
I am.
From the corner of Main and Central in Belmont. One of the coolest houses around. Coolest spots. Thank you.
I think we're hanging drywall today.
That's good.
Oh, that's a big step.
I didn't know they still hung drywall. I thought nobody hung drywall.
3D
anymore.
Printers have taken it over.
Maybe I said that wrong. I'm not really sure. That's why you guys do the job and I don't.
you said it exactly.
I don't do the job. Will manages that job. Those guys.
It not only is it an awesome spot, but Belmont is an awesome town. I mean, it's such a gem that we have here. We talk about it quite often on the show, but I mean, if you haven't been out to Belmont, Mount Holly, you are missing out. Would you agree, Katie?
Yes, it's a pretty nice spot. We like it. We can walk downtown to the shops and the restaurants. They're really building it up and adding a lot of new activities and concerts. It's pretty cool.
Katie, it's where Patrick keeps his jet ski. No, excuse me. You upgraded to a 14-foot.
It's a skiff.
It is a skiff.
It's a canoe.
He puts it in over there at the railroad bridge, and then he comes over to my house. Says
yeah, it's a good 40-foot drive to his house, right across the way there. Gives me an excuse to get on
but
the
boat. But, Katie, you're from up near where we go visit a couple times a year, typically up...
Iowa.
The Quad Cities.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
But you're from the Iowa Quad City. What city is it?
Bettendorf.
And what is the Illinois Quad City?
What did you say?
The Illinois Quad City.
Illinois is Rock Island and Moline.
Rock Island, Moline.
I was about to say
that. And then Iowa is Bettendorf, Davenport.
So are you a Cyclone or a Hawkeye?
Oh, I'm a Hawkeye.
You guys have a pretty
pretty
big. Now, Iowa had a pretty good football season this year, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we're in the Big Ten championship on Saturday.
That's what I like to see. Yeah, against Michigan, which would have taken. Now, see, I kind of lured you a little bit here, Katie. Now we're going to put you on the spot. Trent's laughing at me. So Iowa played Michigan yesterday. Since we're listening to this show pre-recorded, we talk about that all the time. So we're gonna we're gonna see how good of a handicapper you are in college football, Katie. Who won and what was the score? And we'll get Trent to guess too.
Michigan is gonna win.
Ah, okay.
24-17.
What you got, Trent?
Yeah. I have no clue.
So Michigan beat Ohio State.
I think we're talking about Iowa or Ohio State?
Iowa and Michigan. Iowa. Michigan and Ohio State
played
last week.
I don't
think
Iowa has the power that it had in the last couple of years, from my viewpoint. And Michigan came out strong last week. So.
Yeah, we're not going to win, and I'm really sad about it.
Well, hopefully you're wrong, right?
I mean, hopefully. Yeah. I really hope so.
But the basketball team did beat Virginia in the ACC Big Ten Challenge this week, so I do know that.
We did.
With confidence.
Should be pretty good.
Yeah. So you're a volleyball player in college, I get that right?
Yes, I played volleyball in college at St. Ambrose University.
St. Ambrose.
In Davenport, Iowa.
In Davenport. This is like 45 minutes. We go up here. This is where John Deere's based out of. They played the John Deere Classic, have a nice golf course. I'm very partial to this. Reagan is extremely partial. My wife and her mom's family is from Monmouth, Illinois, which is about 45 minutes. So
that's why I love your family, because they're Midwesterners.
Yes. And what I've grown to know, this is education for our audience, Midwesterners and Southerners have a lot of, the good ones have a lot of similar traits.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, visiting, my wife's from Southern Indiana. We talk about this all the time on the show. And I think you're right, Trent. There's a ton of similarity. And a lot of small towns like Belmont. I mean, there's a lot of that feel out in the Midwest as well.
So Katie's a workaholic.
Oh, all right. Just like us.
And all, exactly. I promise you this, Katie. I live next door to my father until he passed away. And if I left at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work, he never knew what time. I mean, he's still sleeping. That afternoon, he'd say, "What time did you leave yesterday? Today?" I don't know. None of your business. I could leave at 3 the next morning. He would be gone. I promise. I don't know. He slept in his truck up on Old Dowd Road. I don't know what he did. But it was always a contest on who could work harder, and I appreciate that in you. And so you're a physical therapist, and you got into the trade because your dad is a physical therapist, correct?
Correct. Yes, he started a practice when I was 2 in Moline, Illinois, and I mean, we kind of lived there. My parents were divorced, so. My dad took us to the office at 4:30 in the morning for his 5 a.m. patients, and we slept there, and my mom would pick us up, and when we were with him on the weekends, we were there all weekend. So I kind of grew up literally in a physical therapy practice at the clinic.
Well, I grew up riding with my dad to work, and I would always sweep and help pick up trash and help the laborers and the carpenters. Were you doing stuff as a kid, as an adolescent?
I mean, I probably wasn't supposed to, but I'm pretty sure I did some ultrasounds on maybe like a patient, and definitely on my brother, like in the clinic.
Let's see if you got a brain in there, boy.
Yeah. Well, we would like see how long we could hold it before it would burn. You know, things you definitely were not supposed to do. But we didn't help.
You know, my granddad had a copy machine. We did some stuff with that.
Oh yeah, we could visit my dad. Same thing. I think every kid went. That, you know, it's our age had some fun with a copy machine.
Man,
So
we'll talk more about this in a few minutes. But so that's your dad, and that growing up around it, it just happened. Natural.
Yeah.
Progression.
I mean, I really didn't think I'd be a physical therapist. I was pre-med in college, and then somewhere along the line switched and went to PT school. And my dad was actually my professor in grad school as well.
He was your professor in grad school. That is cool.
He was my professor. So everything I know, I actually really do know from him.
So what brought you to the South?
I did a clinical here. In physical therapy school, you have to do 6 months of clinicals. And I did a clinical at CMC Maine in the trauma center. And when it was time to graduate, I moved back home for a year and worked at my dad's clinic, knowing that it would be a really good learning experience. But I knew I'd only be there for 1 year. And so when it came a year, I just reached out to to some people here and got a job, and I just packed my car with what it fit, and I moved here.
Are you kidding? Did you did you have a boyfriend at the time, or were you just rolling solo?
No, because, so, you know, I went to the same college in my hometown. My dad was my professor. I worked at his company he started. I just needed to kind of be me and not Mark Levinson's daughter. So I moved.
And you moved to Charlotte.
I could do it on my own. Yep.
My wife did something very similar.
That's crazy.
She grew up in the same hometown, went to grad school, very nearby. Family still there, and she just packed up with really no connections, and it was between Charlotte and Memphis, and came to Charlotte for some reason. Thank God.
Yeah.
For me.
And I'm sitting here wondering how Katie is an entrepreneur.
Yeah. She's used to being an entrepreneur.
I think I cried like half the way here. I mean, but it was, I had a job offer in Connecticut, one in Oklahoma, a couple, but everybody I knew lived in Chicago, and I just felt like I've kind of been around home my whole life. Let's do something scary. And I did it. So my dad told me it was a terrible idea. He didn't want me to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's happy with me.
Your parents that you're so fond of and so close to have to tell you how bad of an idea it is. That's a rite of passage. When my dad wouldn't talk to me for like a day, it was like fire in my body. I was like, come on, talk to me. He's like,
I know.
No.
Yeah. I remember my first couple of years here, I'd call him and I'd say, hey, Dad, I have this patient. Can you help me out with this? And he'd say, you're smart enough, figure it out. And I was you're still mad. You're still mad. Okay.
Well, we're going to go pay some bills. This is so good. This is awesome. And I want to know about your business, your new business, all the growing pains and all the excitement. Cause I'm going to brag on you a little bit when we come back. And then I have a story about my dad kind of teaching me a little bit of something when we come back. Katie Miller, when we return on the At Home with Roby Show.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Hazen from the Roby family of companies. Segment 3, Trent, if you missed the last two segments, go back, check out our podcast. Speaking of the podcast, Trent, I have to bring back a blast from the past before we get back with Katie Miller from Custom Physical Therapy and Fitness. You remember interviewing Larry Hyatt?
Yeah.
Somehow we got to talking about it at lunch with a guy yesterday. He was talking about how wonderful of a story he had. And we pulled it up, listened to the podcast, and that guy is something else.
So I need to go back and listen to
it? Go back and listen to that one, yeah.
Yeah, Larry Hyatt's a character.
He had some nuggets in there that were that were definitely worth listening to again.
Well, I'm telling you, Katie's got some nuggets. I can't wait to listen to this one in seven years. No, I'm kidding. I can't wait to hear what all the folks from church tell me when I go. They all remind me of what I already forgot. Sometimes we listen to it for the kids. So I will tell a quick story. I was in college. Dad didn't want me to get a job. He wanted me to go to school because he didn't go to college. He said he wanted me to learn, but he would only mail me a $20 check at a time, and I was too miserly to spend my money that I had saved. So I was living very frugally in college, so I wanted to go get a job because I was managing my time. I remember being in a dorm room that couldn't have been more than 14 by 14 or something, 14 by 12. And I had a 10-foot or a 12-foot 2x8, and I was on the phone with him, and he was coaching me through laying out rafters. That was after he started talking to me again. People thought I was really weird.
Well, you're telling that because Katie said that she learned everything she knows as a physical therapist from her dad. Katie, you said 2 years into this thing in Charlotte, when you packed up and left, he wouldn't give you advice.
No.
We're going to ask her about her dad in a few minutes.
There we go.
Okay.
Trent's setting us up here.
So okay. That's that story, and God bless your dad and my dad. Katie's son, Reed, is Ford's friend. That's how we originally met.
Oh, nice.
He's the gigantic home run hitting coach pitch player that's a year younger than my little tiny son. But the Hastings make comebacks. And the best woman on earth, my mother-in-law, Gina Settlemyer, Reagan's mom, goes to Katie for physical therapy, and Katie has really, really, really helped her.
Oh, wow.
And she brags on Katie. And then she referred my friend Bo Byram to go to Katie. So,
Riddick Bo Byram.
We're talking about word of mouth. That's business 101 Katie's got.
Absolutely.
Right here. So.
Yeah. Love it.
So what's your dad doing now? What's he been up to the last 6 months?
Well, so he came here. I went on vacation right after starting this business, and he covered me. So he worked in my clinic for a week, told me everything I need to do differently.
Hold on. Hold on.
Then he is retiring, I guess, officially, not probably going to actually do it, in February. So I assume he will be back out here helping me at some point on and off.
So now,
treat patients.
Now the old man works for you.
Yeah, because he doesn't let me pay him.
I don't think he technically works for her, just like my dad technically never worked for me at all, but I worked him.
Right.
It's one of those, Dad, I need you to do this, and this. Is that okay?
Yeah. He looked at his schedule, and he said, 10 hours? What kind of schedule is this? I was like, you told me to give you patience.
Pump in 40, Pops. Come on in.
Hey, Dad, right. you're the one that taught me to be a humble servant. Now live it.
Right. Yeah.
That is really cool to see that come full circle.
Isn't that,
honestly, I know we're joking around here, but that's got to feel really good for you and for him. I mean, I'm sure he's real proud of what you built.
I mean, it's pretty cool. I like bringing my kids to the clinic because I remember thinking my dad was so cool. All these athletes he got to treat, and you know, some of the athletes took us to games and movies, and I like when my kids get to come to the office and see what I do.
So you're telling me you want me to come so they can meet a star, treat a star?
Yeah, no. please come.
Bo Byram. Bo Byram's good for one funny joke.
Trent Haston, Patrick Lackey, radio hosts.
I better stop talking about Bo. He's coached our kids in some sports together. And he's a great coach. He's a born coach.
He definitely is a born coach.
So when did you start your business, Katie?
I started this business July 9th this year.
Wow.
And it's the easiest thing you've ever done, right?
It actually kind of is. I have a really good partner. So all I really have to do is treat patients, and I can treat patients. It's the business stuff that my partner, Julian Roush, helps me with, and he is wonderful and makes it easy.
I mean, we talk about this all the time. I mean, you have a trade that you're really good at and that you really are passionate about, and you married it up with somebody that can handle the stuff that really bogs you down. We talk about, how many books have we read that talk about this?
Well, so Katie's smart. I mean, she's a hard worker.
Right.
She knows what she's good at and knows what she doesn't want to do. She doesn't want to do the miserable part. That's what Roby, we built this company to have good men and women that can run projects and do construction, but they don't have to go do paperwork all night and all that, and they know it's taken care of. And the crazy thing is, so I meet with Katie, once again, asking for advice. We sit down, we have coffee. We're shooting a bull. I know nothing other than she's Reagan's friend and Reed's a giant home run hitter. He was very nice until he doesn't want to be to me. No, I'm kidding. and I'm like, well, so why does this guy Julian your partner? And she's like, because he does all this. I'm like, okay, that's a little okay. And she's like, no. So she explains it all. So then she's like, you need to meet Julian. In the meantime, I talked about four different people that are old school Gaston movers and shakers, and they all know Julian.
Everybody knows Julian.
Everybody knows him. He's the man.
Yeah.
And he's not cocky. He's laid back. That's why he is really the man. And we sit down and we have breakfast again, and it was just like kumbaya. But I get it. And you're very smart for that, and you have a great partner. And he knows what he's good at, but he also isn't trying to tell you what to do in your trade, and that's a blessing.
Right. Yeah, I don't tell him what to do. He doesn't tell me what to do.
Well, you know, I mean, Trent, what you guys are describing, I mean, what we try to do at Roby, and it sounds like you, Katie, and Julian have the same sort of relationship, is like our job is to stay out of the way and to arm you and give you the most tools that you can be successful with at the thing you love doing. And I mean, that's really the model. I mean, we hear it all the time, whether it's construction or physical therapy or dentistry. I mean, I'm trying to think of all the different industries where someone has figured out the business side. My eye doctor was very similar. Like, hey, you do your thing. We're gonna support you in every way possible. But you're really good at this, and we've got a good system and process that we can enter into this business to make you even more successful.
Yeah, even like finding the right – location for our business. And then right now we're in a temporary spot because right behind us they're redoing an old mill. And we have to build it out. And Julian has a lot of real estate knowledge. I have none. So he's doing that part of it for me. And without him, it would be really hard.
Yeah, you're working two jobs at that point, right? You're doing your billable time during the day, most likely. And then at night and during the weekends, you're doing your administrative tasks, which Julian's taken off your plate. I mean, it sounds like a very good recipe for success.
Yeah, it's been pretty great. And my office manager is wonderful, too. She worked with me somewhere else, and she's wonderful. So Julian and her work together, and then I just have to treat patients. That's all I have to do.
So what is why are you so passionate about physical therapy?
I mean, this is so cheesy, but I really do like helping people. Pain is miserable, and if you've ever been in pain or had constant headaches or low back pain, it is miserable and really affects your life, and it affects your family life. Everything. And it is a huge sense of accomplishment for me to make people feel better. Like, the best feeling ever is for someone to be like, oh my gosh, I could run again. I could play catch with my kids. So, I mean, super cheesy, but true. I mean, I really like to make people be able to go back to life.
That is not cheesy. That was a setup because you told me that when I asked you, like, why are you doing this? And you're like, oh, hell, I love to help people. And I want to help people the right way and do this. So,
I came in Sunday because somebody was hurting, and I just cannot stand for people to be in pain. So I came in on Sunday and treated someone because they were hurting.
Well, do you have a tough job, too? I mean, we can talk about it. I mean, you really have to push people, too, through the pain, right?
Yeah, sometimes. I do a ton of, like, hands-on stuff, so I tend to alleviate the pain and then push them. But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of psychoanalysis as well.
Well, no. I mean, I see the passion. Hopefully over the next couple of years you don't work yourself to death. It's always great to have that work ethic and be able to back off and manage around it and put assets around you. I know that's your goal. It's so awesome to hear your passion. Your work ethic and to hear my family and my friends talk about how you've helped them and how nice you are.
Well, thank you.
And how
thank you.
It's like going to the barber. I mean, I go to the barber to feel relaxed. I mean, I feel like these folks say they go to you to it's more of a lifestyle and a service.
And thank you for your business too. I mean, as being a Roby client, we also appreciate that greatly as well.
Oh yeah. I appreciate it too.
And tell Reed to stop giving me the crooked eye and jacking my son around.
Oh, man. Katie
has a daughter and a husband, and her daughter's a little older than Reed. I think Reed's six, right? Five or six. And
she's seven.
Give your business a plug, Katie.
What'd you say?
Give your business a plug so they can look you up.
Custom Physical Therapy and Fitness in McCaddenville. Come see me for any aches and pains.
When you're thinking about Christmas lights, go see Katie.
Stop by. I'm here all the time.
Well, Katie, thank you so much. You've been a pleasure. Great story. And Godspeed to you and your business and your family. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Yes. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies.
We are your hosts.
We are your hosts.
We. I can't believe I put me and Patrick in the same two-letter word. We.
You love it.
We.
Love it.
What about Katie?
Katie Miller is awesome. That was a really cool show. I mean, what a story. She started working with her dad. What did she say, at 2 years old?
She says she lived in physical therapy office.
In custom physical therapy and fitness.
And then he was obviously a professor because he taught her in college. I'm confused. A
master's degree.
I mean, come on, Katie. You trying to make us look bad? hanging out on the river.
We barely skated through our undergrad, let alone a master's degree. Holy smokes.
Oh, man.
No, but she's got a great story. Started that business in July, offices at McCaddenville. If you if you're in need of a physical therapist, hit her up.
That's right.
It's amazing. She said something at the end of the segment, on segment two there, or three on the show, but two with her, is that her passion is helping people. And if you've known somebody that's had, you know, a debilitating injury or something that you know, can't even get up and downstairs, and all of a sudden you go to a physical therapist, and just getting some of that back is huge. I've experienced it. My own mother's had a couple replacement surgeries, and it's hard, especially the older you get. And so just to, you know, watch her struggle going up and down the stairs and then, you know, go through the physical therapy and get back to where she was before, I mean, that's got to be a wonderful feeling.
And she's a worker, man. She's cool.
And, I don't know if you, obviously everybody's been kind of following what's happened to Tiger Woods and his accident, and he's finally starting to get back to be able to hit golf balls again. And that's what he said. He said it was 3 hours a day of, he called it hell, but with the physical therapist, and he knew that was the only way he was going to be able to just be able to walk around.
And you know why I like Tiger Woods so much? Because he's a human. He is not.
He really has become
There's only
human.
One perfect person in my world that's ever walked this earth. That's Jesus. Everybody else is flawed. And
amen.
Tiger tries, man. He's coming back. He's good conversation. He's trying.
Well, coming from a guy that, you know, 15 years ago, he was the polar opposite, right? Everyone's like, oh, this guy's a machine. He's got no personality, this and that. And you know, he failed a couple
he's
of times.
He's human.
And he owns it.
He's human.
He
That's why
it.
People like him. That's yeah. why people like John Daly, too. Because he looks like he'd be fun to hang out with on a Friday night.
Hey, we hung out with him one time.
We did, with Dad. God rest his soul. Ron Haston went. Dad was so happy about meeting John Daly.
We had a ball.
And my sister bought a signed hat that he had on his head.
So somewhere floating around the interwebs is a picture of Trent.
Do you think
Travis,
Taylor dates John Daly on the
Taylor,
side or something?
Yeah, I mean, goodness I don't gracious. Know. He would be a lot of fun.
John Daly was cool. Dad was – that was actually, I think – he met Richard Petty one time, and I think he was like, you're not Dale Earnhardt. This is after Dale Earnhardt passed
yeah,
away.
Sure.
But he was kind of intrigued with Richard Petty, but he was really intrigued with John Daly. God, he thought them plants were loud.
He loved it. And that mullet, man, that's what, I mean, that guy is, he doesn't care.
And that rope, gold rope chain he wears, it's got to be 29 carat. Okay.
Right.
Everybody forgot about this from the first segment. Synonym for lying.
There we go.
I was wrong. The word is not something like provocate or something. It's dishonest. I can't believe my kid's been saying dishonest and I get it all convoluted in my. I got too much crap in my brain.
You were speaking hieroglyphics on the first segment trying to get that word out. Dishonest.
Don't worry.
Better.
I got a question for him tonight when I pick Rowan up from basketball.
There you go.
I asked Reagan, I'm going to take her a Starbucks. That's good. How does that make you feel, Charlotte? My kids drink Starbucks.
Cake pops coming down the hatch. I like
Christian,
it.
Christian McCall,
yeah,
our boss lady in the office that sets up this show, we always talk about her, wonderful person. I even kind of joke, no offense, Jonathan, but she's kind of my work wife or whatever. She just holds me accountable.
Look out.
Yeah, there ain't nothing to look out for, dog.
Saturday Christmas meeting, and get a haymaker.
She tells me, so we're in church. They got coffee before church now. And Reagan's real tradition, coffee before church. But a lot of people like it, whatever. I like to drink a cup of coffee, talk to the guests. Well, you can take coffee if it's got a lid in the church now. This is post-COVID deal.
Got it.
And Ford's drinking something out of a coffee cup with a lid. I'm like, what is that, dude? We're in preaching. And he's like, it's coffee. He pulls the lid. It's cold, but it's got about a quarter of a cup of cold black coffee. And I'm like, my boy's six. I'm like, I could either get on him and tell him he shouldn't be drinking coffee, or there's no way he likes that coffee. I just got to let him. He'll never drink coffee again. He drinks this a couple times. The next Sunday, Christian, I think, helping them with Sunday school, or teaches their Sunday school or something. And that Monday, I come to work, and she goes, hey, did you know Ford was drinking coffee the other day, yesterday in church? I said, oh, yeah, I know he's a coffee drinker.
You're trying to tell me at 6 years old you never pulled back a black cup of coffee over Grace?
Never
your
did.
Family?
I never did.
I could see it now.
I swig a couple beers on Friday night. No, I'm kidding.
At six?
No, I'm joking.
At
no,
six?
No, I didn't.
21.
I didn't do coffee nor beer till seven. No, I'm kidding. It's all just joke. This whole show is just for fun. No, but Ford is drinking coffee. I want him to not like it, but he just seems to like it. It's black, too. I'm like, well, at least drink it black. It doesn't have sugar and cream. I mean, no way he likes it. I'm like, at least it doesn't have sugar. And then I'm like, hold on. The guy pounds sugar, takes it to the head.
Hopefully he doesn't smoke a cigarette.
It isn't in his coffee, though. Well, man, what a wonderful show. We had Katie Miller on. Patrick, give a plug for her business.
Carolina Physical Therapy, or I'm sorry, Custom Physical Therapy and Fitness. Custom Physical Therapy.
The
and
best
fitness.
Physical therapist in the Charlotte region based out of McCadville. Look her up. Thank you for joining us. Hey, listen, go do the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Have a wonderful Sunday. Thank you for listening at Home with Roby.